A little hakdama to halacha before we get to the actual halachas of Simin Kuf Tadi. A little bit of the binyan halacha, how we come to halacha lamaisa from the sugya down. The mechaber in Shulchan Aruch was basically niskabel as the psak sefer, and Prima Golden brings down as Agdama Bechlal that any sefer, he brings down from the Rishonim, that any sefer which is Neskabel and Klal Yisrael, then you bet them don't have a right to be heard upon him. Now, the Shulchan Aruch writes in his Hagdama to the Beis Yosef that Betzim was looking for a sefer to write his sefer on, Beis Yosef, and he thought to write it on the Rambam. However, he ended up not writing it on the Rambam. He wrote the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam, but the sefer Beis Yosef, he didn't write on the Rambam because the Rambam only goes with one Mahalach. He doesn't bring down the different Shitas, he doesn't bring down the Sugi Bechlal. The Melo would be too much of an Arichas for him, says the Beis Yosef, to start bringing down the whole Sugi and all the Shitas of Rishonim and then be Machriya. Which is Be'etzim, the Taina that the G'dayli Rishonim had on the Rambam. And that is that the Rambam doesn't bring down Makaris Bechlal. That's why everybody's busy trying to figure out. Kach kibalnu, with every Shver Rambam, Be'etzim, there's two things that are Shver. First of all, what's Pshat, what's the Makar for the Rambam for what he said? And second of all, what do you do with the Gemara that says Fakir? And that means you always have to find where's the Makar of the Rambam. Very often it's Yushalmi Bechlal. And he goes with Yushalmi, Kama upon him. And he doesn't tell you what the Makar is Bechlal. So, other Rishenim were Chaylik on the Shita, not to just go like this. And therefore, when they brought down the Psak Sefer, they brought down the Rais, they brought down the Sugyus, Ukadim. The Beis Yosef writes, therefore he's not going to write on the Rambam, he's going to write on the Tur. Why? Because the Tur already brings down many of the Shitas of Rishonim. So all he has to do is fear Reis, he just has to bring down the Makar from the Sugyo, and then tell you which Rishon Ripaskin like La'alach La'maisa. However, La'alacha, he says, how are we going to go La'alach La'maisa? He says that we have three G'dayli Rishonim that we look towards for Psak, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. Memela, we'll go Basar Reif, Aslina Basar Ruba, and Memela, we have a Bezdin of three of the G'dayli Rishonim. We'll go wherever we have two Rishonim go that go one way, then we'll go like Rav Rishonim. The problem with that is that L'chora 99.5% of the time, the Rambam and the Rif go the same way, and the Rosh goes a different way. They were both Svardim, and the Rosh was from Ashkenaz, and Memela, the Rif and the Rambam generally go are from the same base medrash. The Rima Gashkin was the Rebbe of the Rambam, or his father was the Talmud of the Rif. They go all from the same base medrash. And Memela, they always go with the same Mahalach, and that's always Keneged the Rosh, Kemat always, which is always Keneged the Torah, because the Torah is the son of the Rosh. He goes with his father most of the time. Also 99% of the time. Memela Tainas the Ramah, in his Akdamot Hadarki Moshe, he says, a bunch of Tainas he has on the Beis Yosef, but he says, he was in the middle of writing a Sefer when the Beis Yosef came out. And he says that he was ice mensch after the sefer came out. He says, "Lo yinich davar gadol v'lozer katan." His mamash, he doesn't know what to do with the sefer. He says afterwards, he realized that there is still what to be ma'isif. And one of the big nekudas is that the Beis Yosef went with the G'dayli Rishonim from Sfarad. And if you're going to go like his psaki says, then you knocked out, come out all the menhagim that we have here in Ashkenaz, and there's shalei ali b'delchaso. He says, where do our menhagim come from? Our psak. He says it's from the G'dayli Rishonim from Ashkenaz. From the Bali Atesvis, from the Bahag, from the Rav Yov, later on, Shemus Adeshim, he says, Bechlal, we paskin that we go like the Basroi, connected the Kadmoy. If there's, it's Mefurish like that in the Gemara, the G'dayli Rishonim say that we go like the Basra, connected the Kama, because the Basra saw all the Shitas beforehand, and he's still passing this way. Memela, how come you're going with the Rif and the Rambam, which were from the early Rishonim? We have the Shemus Adeshim, the Maril, the Marivayel, which is the G'dayli Achrenim. But at the end of the Achrenim, Basroi, they saw all the Shitas and they paskin however they paskin. Memela, we should go with their Shitas. And Mechlal, you're not Mesiachas really to the Shitas of the Rishonim, the G'dayli Rishonim of Ashkenaz. And Memela, he says, I'm going to be Moisef and all the Mekoimis that the Beis Yosef wasn't Mesiachas to the Psak of the Ashkenaz. That's what we're going to bring down, Lahalacha. Now, the Ramah Alein writes in Teres Chatos, which is another one of his Sfarim. He says, it shouldn't be a pellet to you that sometimes I'm going to be makel b'shasat chak, because, or have some neruba. It's not like that you could pay off a rabbi that all of a sudden, you know, it's a big hefset, so see what we could do for us.
says, no, the reason why I make up a Shas Tzadchak is because even if I saw the Trumas Hadeshim and the Gdeli Achronim went in a certain way, if I hold that Me'ikra Adin the Pesach is Taken not that way, so even though I'm going to bring down the other Shitas, however, B'Shas Tzadchak will go to Ikra Adin, and Ikra Adin is one way, and Memela we're going to go that way. So we see a big Yisarid from the Ramah that he was Choshish for Shitas, even if he held that they were not Me'ikra Adin. Nevertheless, that's the way that he paskined, and it was only B'Shas Tzadchak, only Mokum Hasim Ruba, that he was Meikol. Now this is for sure true, this is true in all aspects of halacha, like the aiming to be machmer for a shita even if you don't pass like it. Certainly a shita yichidah you generally were not machmer for b'chlal. However, if kama v'kama rishenim hold a certain way, even if mi'ikar adin we're going to go one way, l'chatzilo b'chayshish. Not only that, even when the halacha is not to be chayshish for it, and it's something which is shalei adil l'dehachasah. The Mishnah Berurah says this, b'maimer muzgar. Mishnah Berurah says in Simin Tov Reishin Unvav in the Bir Halacha, that which we paskin hider mitzvah shlish, they're supposed to spend more money for hider mitzvah, he says, vaday, that includes to be choshish for another shita that we don't paskin like la'alacha. To pay more money, if we have a esrig, which is not kosher l'fi the Magen Avraham, it's kosher l'fi the Taz, not l'fi the Magen Avraham, we don't paskin like the Magen Avraham, paskin like the Taz. Nevertheless, it's kedai to spend more money, hider mitzvah shlish, to chap around the other shita, even if we don't paskin like that shita, there is this inyan, it's a hider mitzvah, even if you don't paskin like that. But even when we do paskin like that, there are certain ways that we paskin that, and that's only because lechatchilu we're going to go that way. Meikar adin ken zayin sakanat that way. As a matter of fact, the Shach says in Simen Kuf Tzadiches, he says that benigeh befrat behilchas nido, even though much of hilchas nido is derabanan bizmanenu. He says oid kama v'kama dvarim sifkat lamed vav. There's certain things that in Echanami there's chomer and chumras that we have with regard to nida, that maybe even though we should really go every time that we have a suffix by a kesem, suffix there are one of the kulam, nevertheless we already saw in the Rishonim that they didn't go that way. Right? That was the rush. The rush says we had the shayla of kishir kishuro. We're not sure how we're pushing it. The maskana sagamara, the rush brings down. Maybe we should say Safik the Rabbanon Lekula because of the Tzomim, and the Maskani is Deichen, and he says, no, in Chanami, Kamalan Lechumro. Lemaisa, what's with the Taina of Safik the Rabbanon Lechumro? It's Shalav Tzomim, Safik the Rabbanon Lekula. Nevertheless, we see that we're Machmir. It's not so posh that we're going to be Mekel in the whole Chumro of Tzomim Bechlau we saw. It's a Svek Sveka, according to the Kesem Mishnah. Kesem Mishnah asks, where are we ever Machmir a Svek Sveka? So, after no, Afal Gav, Mikshum Chimer. Chaimer Hadin of Tzomim, we're machmer by Svek Sveka. So the whole musig of Tzomim, befrat, like the Chsam Sefer said, we saw in the Pisla Tshuva, that is my name, there's really no time for Tzomim, the whole thing is only off the Taras, we don't have Taras Bechlal. So the whole Indian of Tzomim, and Lechatchila when there were Gerzik Tzomim, is only Svek Sveka. Bechlal, we see that there is an Indian to be machmer, but then there's a difference between the Psak and B'Shas Adchak. And certain times, even if we're going to be Mekel B'Shas Adchak, that doesn't mean that that's the Iker Hadin for not B'Shas Adchak. And sometimes that we pask in a certain way, we're machmer, it doesn't mean that that's a din, b'shas al-chak. And a lot of it is totally in Mishkala Chassidus. And that is, I just saw, they put out a sefer from Shlomo Zalman, Shulchan Shlomo and Yechasnida, they put it out recently. One of the things that he writes there is, this really applies to anything that you're makabel, before you get married, is that any chumras that you're going to take on, b'negeya tochasnida, a person should say that it's only bli neder. Memela, now we're learning before we're learning chasnida, even if you're going to come out in certain chumras that maybe the chatzchil you want to be naig, it should only be bli neder, and memela b'shas adchak, mokam matzerech, mishkala chasidus. There's always, your chumra is a kula and could be a kula ben adam chaver. So a person has to know when to be machmer, when to be mekel. And that's exactly what the Dr. Moshe is telling you, that sometimes b'shas adchak we're going to be mekel. The bechlal, this mahalach of the Beit Yitzchak that we go bus to the Reif, two out of the three. If you look at the Drisha, in his Prisha Drisha, in his Hagdama, he also wrote the Sman, Shulchan Aruch HaShem Mishpat, Eben Ezer, that he writes there in his Hagdama that the Beit Yitzchak is really two Mahalach and Imsak. There's one Mahalach that we just line up the Rishonim. You have 15 Rishonim that dan in the Shaila. Nine of them say one way, six of them say another way. You go bus to the Reif. That's what we do. That's how it works in Bezin. That's what we do when you get the Imsak. And then there's another Mahalach. And that is, you don't really line up the Rishonim. It's more that we go with the Svaras in the Sugyas and see who dons with the Svaras and who dons with the. And even if maybe Rav and the Rishonim are going to come out one way, but if the Glatz of Pshat maybe that the seems that the Gedali Achrani Rishonim went in the Sugya is a certain way, then that's the way that we're going to go, even if it's Kenegan, maybe Rav. And Bechlal, Rav is. Who's Rav?
What's the kala of Raif? Let's say we have a machlekes. But Yashiv says something is aser. We all decided we went to sugya, came out over here, 40, 45, 50 yungalei. We all came out that it's mutter. So Yashiv is off the charts. 50 can I get one? What's the question? We're not in the same ballpark. We don't want, it doesn't start. We're not, it's like the Rabban says that it's mutter. We said that it's aser. So it has to be somewhere in the same ballpark. Now, certainly we don't have the rech to be koivea, which rishon is bigger than another rishon. But certain rishonim weren't niskabel lahalacha, and certain rishonim weren't niskabel lahalacha so much. And memela, even if there are gedolei rishonim in pshat in the sugya, but when it gets to the halacha, there's certain rishonim that are more mikubal as the poiskim of the rishonim, and that's what we're going to go like in the sugya, and that's what will come out lahalacha lemaisa. Bechlal, we see this mahalach also even bizmanenu in the 21st century. There's certain poiskim that the way that they do it is they count with the shitas and they go bust to the right of the shitas. That's not how we mechonech. That's not what we do. And I don't care how many shitas you bring me. This is the mahalach and the sugya, and this is what we do, and this is how we go. Most of the more yeshivish psak halacha works with the second more than the first, but now. Beit Midrash writes this. He says about the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef didn't work with the hachras of the Rishonim. The Beis Yosef himself says this, that he didn't work with the hachras of the Rishonim. He says, oh, I'm going to be machir in the Rishonim. We go back to the Reif. Now, just to be put a few labels on a few of the gedolei achrenim, who they are, some of the Eilim wanted to know. The Turis Hashlomim is also well known by, he wrote a number of svarim. He wrote the Minchas Yaakov on the Turis Chatas, on Isser Veheter. Minchas Yaakov, that's why very many of the Gedolei Achrenim, when they quote the Torah Hashlamim, they quote him Mem Nun Yud, Minchas Yaakov. That's one of his terms. He wrote the Shalos V'Tshuvos Shvus Yaakov. He also wrote the Iyun Yaakov on the Ein Yaakov, which is well known, on Agarata. He was running around and he says he didn't have a swarm, he didn't have the Yechelis to learn properly. He says, Mermel, he wrote on Agarata, and that's where Rezecha to the Iyun Yaakov. Mermel, he wrote Kama Kama Svarim. That's who the Torah Hashlamim is. Lived about 300 years ago, a little bit less. The Chavetz Das is the Nesivos, and he's wrote Kama Vakama Sfarim, known Be'ikr for his Sefer Nesivos. The Dogel Mervava, which is, some of them have it on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, some of them have it in the back. Dogel Mervava is the Noid B'Yehuda. And basically all the Pesach Tshuvas are quoting Noid B'Yehudas, that's the same person. The Nekudas HaKesef, which is the guys on the side, is the Shach. The Shach and the Taz did not see each other's Pirushim before they wrote the Pirush. After the Shach saw the Taz, then he answered back some of the Taz's Tainus and whatever he paskined in the Sefer Nekudas HaKesef. There's also a guys on the Taz writes back. Also, they have back and forth. The Kresu Plesi is Rieinus and Ibshitz. The Gilyon Marashal is Bishlema Eger, the son of Rav Kiva Eger. And those are the basics. The Piskei Tshuva. The Piskei Tshuva is of Eisenstadt, who lived about 150 years ago. He brings down the Gedolei Achreinim. Now the Eilim was having a little bit of trouble. How many Tiachas to the Piskei Tshuva? It's not exactly a Mishnah Berurah that he's being Machriya. Usually he brings down the Nidonim, but he's not always Machriya. In certain cases, he is Machriya, and generally we will go like him when he's Machriya. It's not always clear how he's Machriya. In certain cases, like we saw when he gave Targosher, he brought down. Even though there's shitas that say that hargasha, that somebody that finds dam in a bedika is not a problem, it's only shalom v'derabanan. However, the case you place in the sitra teretz, the chavetz das, they go, that's the right son, that's how he goes. Then he brings down benegiata, metziyas dam acher hatos miraglaim, the chavetz das is machmir. Does it mean to say that he's going like that? He seems to be saying that the other achrenim are not going like that. Not exactly clear. Hopefully, with regard to those, we'll be mesachas to them generally in chabura to see how the psak is lamaisa. Now, with regard to everything, as the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches, Shlo Yimtze Halacha Brura U'Mishnah Brura B'Shul Mokim. There's a gzera that Torah, unfortunately, once we went to Galus, Shlo Yimtze Halacha Brura U'Mishnah Brura B'Shul Mokim. And that is Niskayim B'Molei Muvan Amilo. And there's come out no nidun whatsoever that doesn't have a machlekes. Not just in the times of the Gedolei Achrenim and the Rishonim, but even the Zmanenu, the things that are everything which comes up, everything has a machlekes. And Memela, it's hard to know exactly always how do we pass Halacha L'Maaseh. There's, I think, over 115 Kitzer Svarim on Hilchas Nida that came out within the last 50 years. Yisrael Stillman has a list of them all. What am I trying to tell you? That at the end of the day, if you want to just take one of the Svarim and go through that, that way you have one Mahalach at the end. Matavim Manoim, there's many of them. If you want to go through more in the Sugya, more like a Mishnah Berurah style, there's about the Yeshulchan. Shira Shevet HaLevi is very good. There's the Chodshoni is from Menis and Karelitz, the Chodshoni is from Azir Larabach, from the Gedorli, Apoiskim. There's Marakain, is like the Orcha Shabbos type, from Reuben. There's many, many, Kama Kama. Each person can take whatever they want. I hope to be Mesiaches to most of the Shalas and Chaburo, and I'm going to come out by Ezra Hashem what I think is the way that most of the Olim is Naig with regard to these Shalas. Simin Kuf Sadi Sif Aleph. Dvar Torah says the Mechaber. Dvar Torah Eina Ishim Betamav LeYasu LeBarilat SheTargish YotzaDami BeZoro VeChacham Gozru Al Kesem SheNimtze BeGufay BeGadel SheItmeil VeAsur LeBarilat Afilu Regisho VeAfilu Bad Kasma Matza Tehiro. Even in the case, the only time that a woman is Chayv is Tmei Midaraisa is Dafka in a case where she had Hargasha and had Riyaz Dam. If she did not have her gosh and she had her ears down, that's what we call a kesem. And even if she does a bedikah afterwards and she doesn't find that she's tameo, nevertheless, if she has no place to be tail with a kesem, she's going to be tameo. Then we have the chiddush of the Trumas Hadeshen. Just to be mivsakim what we had up until now, because maybe last chabur was a little bit fast and there's a lot of ideas, I'm going to try to be mavar a little bit more barichus and maybe a little bit slower. And anybody that has an issue, just raise your eyebrows. And we'll try to see what we can do about it. We spoke up until now in Simin Kuf Pei Gimel. It's really, Kuf Tzadi is very Tali in Kuf Pei Gimel, and that's why maybe not everything was so clear, because a lot of Tali in Kuf is Kuf Tzadi. And therefore, Kuf Pei Gimel, that's why we do Kuf Pei Gimel Sif Aleph, Sif, before Kuf Tzadi Sif Aleph, because the really Tali Zeb is there. We saw that there's three different types of Hargashas that are mentioned in Rishonim Ma'achrinim. Nizdazei Evarel, which is in the Rambam, Sichas Fei Mekar, which is in the Trumas Hadeshen, and that's the Lashon of the Mechaber, and Zivas Davralach, which is in Kama V'Kama, the Gedolei Achronim, well known from the Noid B'Yehuda. The Chassam Sofer says Bechlal that Zivas Davralach is not considered a Hargasha. Anyone that has some of those Hargashas, has a Hargasha and finds Dam, is Tmei Midaraisa. We ask, Bizmanenu, that women generally do not feel Hargashas. How does a woman become Tmei Midaraisa if she needs Hargasha? And we answered, basically with three mahalchim, that when a woman has a vest, that means she gets a full period, not when she has a kesem. When she has a kesem, lav dafka doesn't mean that she had a hargasha. But the chol apochas, when she has a full vest, then either the mahalach is to say, like al derech aruch hashulchan or Diane Fisher, that be'etzem they do have a hargasha, they do feel something, either p'tzvei mekar or zivas davarlach. Just they're not meisim leiv that the feeling that they felt was a hargasha, and therefore in a case where we know for sure the dam came from the makar and roiv dam which comes from the makar comes by hargasha, like the Rambam says, the male, if you had a vest, a full re'iyah, we're going to presume that it came from the makar and presume that it came by hargasha. She didn't feel it, she probably did feel it and didn't realize. That's the first malach. The second malach is that she doesn't need a hargasha and she's tameh even without a hargasha. That you could either say, like the Lashon that Rabbi Yashua said, we redact like that way in the Rashba, that the only reason you need Hargasha is because you need it to be a normal Re'iyah. If you don't have Hargasha, that's not a normal Re'iyah. But in a case where most women see without a Hargasha, then it's a normal Re'iyah, even without a Hargasha. It's only a Chesaron not to have Hargasha if most people have. But if most people don't have, it's not a Chesaron. That's one Mahalach. And the other Mahalach, Al Derech Zeh, is the Tosfos Rid. That you never need Hargasha or Kokama that you know it's Vada Megufa. The male, if she has a full vest, we know for sure it's Vada Megufa, then we would not need a Hargasha. And the third Malach is, like we said, is the base mayor, that there's no specific thing which is, no specific feeling, sensation which is defined as Hargasha. The three that are mentioned, that we mentioned before in Nizdazeya, Zivas Davarlach, and Psis Bimakar, are examples. But it doesn't say anywhere that it has to be Dafka these. And any time that a woman, over the course of her vest, knows that she's getting, that she, there's the Yetzias Adam, that in and of itself, how does she have the idea? That in itself is a Hargasha, and she's Tmei Midaraisa. These would be when she gets a regular vest. If she just finds a Kesem, it's Lav Dafka, it's not Vada Megufa, even if she finds it on her underwear, she finds it on a pad, which is Lechura, Mashma, the regilis reglayim ladavar is that it came igufo. Nevertheless, it's not a vaday. It could there are other tliyas, makayis, and other things. Therefore, it's not a vaday migufo. And even if it came igufo, if it's only a kesim, lav dafka that it came aragasha. And therefore, if we would go with the first malach step, we need aragasha. That would be the simple answer that it's a svek sveka. We don't know for sure that it came from the body. And even if it did come from the body, nevertheless, it didn't come to aragasha. Mamela, we wouldn't have a shayla of the raisa on a regular kesim. However, by a regular Re'iyas HaVest, it would be Pepashtas Daraisa. That was all when she has Hargasha and she finds Dam. Let's say we don't know if she has Hargasha and she found Dam. For example, she found Dam on Eid Bediko. She found Dam after Tashmish. She found Dam after Hatalas Meraglayim. That's a Suffolk Hargasha. If she finds Dam afterwards, there's a Machlekes HaPoyskim G'dor Le'achrenim. Do we say that that's a Suffolk Darabonin or a Suffolk Daraisa? If she says that she didn't have Hargasha, do we say, no, you made a toys, and really you did have Hargasha, and the dam that you got came together with the Hargasha, and therefore you're Tmei Midaraiso? Or we say, no, we believe you. Only when you say that you had Hargasha, then we're going to say that you're Tmei. But if you don't say that you had Hargasha, then we're going to believe you, and you're only going to be telling me the Rabbana, not Midaraiso. We're going to name on that you didn't have Hargasha. Roiv of the Gederli Achreinim Paskin, like the Rambam is Mashma, that Kamat Mavur, that the Rajman Tarasabai says the same thing, like the Sidra Tara points out. In Mishmeres Abayah says it, that even if she says, by Ibedika's aid, that she did not have Hargasha, if she finds Dam, we're going to say that she did have Hargasha, and she was told by Ibedika's aid. The same thing would apply after Tashmish. However, generally, we're not going to have to be choshish that she finds Dam so immediately afterwards that it's going to be a shayla over there, right? So, and after Atolas Meraglayim, that's the Machlekes HaPoyskim. Many Poyskim, including the Chazon Ish, are not Machmer. Like the Chavis Das was Machmir, that if a woman finds Dam right after Atalas Meraglayim, it's a Shaila of Adaraisa, that we're going to say that she had Hargasha Atalas Meraglayim. She thought it was Atalas Meraglayim. It seems that Rav Poiskim are not Choshish Lamaisa. Rav Moshe was Choshish, but only in a case where she was pressured to come out of the, to be Mekaneach right away. Then we're Choshish that she was Mamash Mekaneach before she was finished being Matal Meraglayim. And it could be she had Hargasha and mixed it up. But in a regular case, we do not have to be choshish. That's the shayla of a daraisa. Generally, the kinuach came after the time that she can have made a mistake. And therefore, that's why if a person brings the kinuach to Rav, generally they're not going to ask them, where is it a shayla of daraisa? When did it happen? They're going to nem on that it happened after the fact. And therefore, it's only a shayla of ksamim. That's all if she finds Dam and we're not sure if she had Hargasha. Now we mentioned also that if she had a Safek Hargasha, she's not Mechuyif to check. It's if she saw Dam, then she's going to be Tmeo. But in a case where she had a Safek Hargasha, she would not be Chayif to check and think that she became Befrat if she has a Cheskes Taro. We're not going to be Choshish that Dam came. Now, Simen Kuf Sadi, the Trumas Hadeshen, talks about we talked about she has Hargasha and she found Dam. We talked about if she doesn't know if she had Hargasha and she found Dam. Now is the flip side. She had Hargasha and she didn't find Dam. What's Allah in that case? Comes along the Trumas Hadeshen and brings a raya from the Gemara. The Gemara says something interesting. The Gemara says that in a case where somebody was Mishamish and he didn't find Dam right away. They only did the Bedika La'achar Zman, 2 minutes later, after the Tashmish, they did the Bedika. And they found Dam. The halach is that they're potter from a carbon. The Gemara asks, why are they potter from a carbon? If they had Hargasha, they should be chayav a carbon. That means, if they had Hargasha b'shas Tashmish, and they found the Dam 2 minutes later, ayidei Bedika, they should still be chayav a carbon. That's what comes up in the Gemara. And the Shaila is the Pasha V'Shaila. Why should they be chayav a carbon? It's a vaday that the dam came b'shas tashmish. Who said? Maybe she had Hargasha b'shas tashmish and nothing came out. 2 minutes later when she did a bedika, that's when the dam came out. Who says that I should tie the dam that came 2 minutes later to the Hargasha b'shas tashmish to be mechayav them a carbon to say that for sure dam was there b'shas tashmish? Elamai, says the Trumas Hadeshen, we could be mechiyach from here, that Hargasha svara daraisihi. That Hargasha is the Svara Daraisa, that means that when Hargasha comes, Midaraisa were Terle that Dam came. It's a Svara to say that Dam came. And in the case where we have a Svara to say that Dam came, then even if you check and you don't find them, you're going to be tummy. Who says such a big yisayin? The Gemara is before that way. The Gemara says, "Afidaman the Omar Vestas Daraisa." Vestas Daraisa means that a woman sees on Chavches Lachodesh Nisan, Chavches Iyar, Chavches Sivan. We presume that when it comes to Chavches Tamiz, Midaraisa, that she's going to see. Vestas, it's a big shiloh. What's the tzad to say Vestas Darabanan? We know that there's a din of Chazaka Midaraisa. Why should we say Vestas Darabanan? What's the tzad? Every case that we know, a shor is Nagyach three times, you know that he's a Mu'ad, Chazaka. Katlonis, a woman marries somebody three times, two times, you know. Where do we get such a musik from to say the chazaka is not a dinaraisa? Then we'll get to Bezer Hashem when you see the sugi of Vestas. But if you name on it's a sugi on daftetvov, machlekis amiroim, whether or not Vestas derabana deraisa, maybe taruim, whether or not Vestas are derabana deraisa, if we hold that Vestas are deraisa, that we presume that she's going to see on chavches, then in a case where she doesn't do bedika on chavches tamuz, which is the next month after she got a chazaka, she doesn't do bedika then, and she does bedika after chavches. Even if she doesn't find anything, she's tameya. Why? Because we presume that dam came. I didn't find anything bedika. It got lost sometime over the course of the day. It got lost. That means that the svara daraisa that says that she's for sure going to see means even if you check afterwards, you don't find anything. For sure, you're tameya. For sure, it came and it got lost. Says the Trumas Hadesh in Eibazay. If I see from the Gemara that her gosha is a svara daraisa, that means that her gosha could be mechayiv her a karban. Even though she didn't see dam right away, we're going to say if she had her gosha, she should be mechayiv in a karban. Even though she didn't see dam, then mishas tashmish. Nevertheless, we're going to be mechayiv her a karban. Vice says that her gosha is as far as her aisa. And the mela, if she has her gosha and she does a bedikah and she doesn't find anything, she's going to be tameya. What happened to the dam? It got lost. It got lost somewhere. It's kaneach. And mela, she's going to be tamei. That's only, however, in a case where she doesn't find anything. If she finds a mara tahara, if she finds something which looks like it's tahar, in other words, a discharge, a mucus, something which is tahar, then we're able to be tehila, that's where the hagasha was from, and she's tahara. The Dark Yamayisha, like Tehillim, saw in Simen Kuf Peches, and the Radvaz lived also at the same time as the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. Kimdumani was on the Bezdin together with the Beis Yosef. The Radvaz says that L'chur, it's a massive chiddush, and the Dark Mishnah, they both ask a pashat akasha. Who told you, Trumas Hadeshin, that when you have Aragash, you don't find anything in your tummy? The Gemara was talking about a case where you had Aragash b'shas tashmish, and 2 minutes later, you found dam b'shas bedika. So in that case, when you had Aragash, and afterwards you found dam, it makes much more sense to say that if you found the dam and you had Aragash, that really the dam was already there from the time of the Aragash. But in a case where you did a bedika 2 minutes later, you didn't find anything, who told you that you should be tummy in such a case? The Mela, it's a massive chiddush as the Radvaz, and maybe the Trumas Hadeshin had people, says the Radvaz, that were machmer women, so he tried to be malamed, he tried to come up with some reason why they're being machmer, but nobody by us is machmer in this, and therefore less the chashmehu. The truth is that the Beis Yosef himself says this, in Simen Kuf Peches, Beis Yosef says, less the chashmehu, chumas gedor l'seim, nearly the chumas yisair l'seim, but less the chashmehu. Not only that, the Dark Mishnah says the same thing, Kuf Peches, this is the first halacha. This is the first time that the halacha is brought down. Kuf Peches, Dr. Moshe Ois Gimel, he asks the question, and it comes out halacha l'maisa. Shouldn't say halacha l'maisa. L'chein dvar, gam lai re'isi, le'echan min ha'poiskim, shekasvu l'maisa b'ragash b'lai re'a klal. L'chein dvar v'tarchim. And that's why, since there's no, he didn't find anybody that talks about it, but he didn't find anybody that doesn't talk about it. Mela, that's why, like the Teres Shem points out, this is another klal with regard to Pesach and the Shulchan Aruch. If you have a stam and a yeshirim, the Mechaber Paskin, that he brings down a stam and a yeshirim, like we're going to see in Sifa. Stam says one way, and then he says, b'yeshirim, let's say a different way. The Pesach is, the Mechaber is going like the stam. And that's why he brought it down, the stam. However, if he doesn't bring it down a stam yeshirim, he just brings down a yeshmi shirim. He talks about a nidun that was never discussed before, and v'yeshmi shirim. Says the Teres HaShlamim, he brought it down as Yesh Mishirim because he didn't find anybody that talks about it. Not to be machmer, not to be mekel. But it doesn't mean that he's not going that way. That's how he's paskening this. The Bir Alacha says this klal also in Hilchos Shabbos. He mentions this. That when he says Yesh Mishirim, it means that he didn't find anybody else that talks about it. But this is what he's bringing down the Alacha. However, in Beis Yosef, he says, V'nirli d'chumr siseri seim v'les t'chosh lehu. And the Ramah says, I didn't find anybody that says it. L'chein dvar v'tzarechi. And that's how the Yavetz goes also. That ha-mekel lo hifzit. The only thing is, when it gets down to the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Peches, the Ramah says at the end of Simen Kuf Peches, Sef Aleph, V'im hirgisha shenifdach mekur rebodku miyad v'lei matza klum ayin lekamonsim in kuftadi. He's metzayin, the halacha. He doesn't bring down yesh machmirim, yesh mekilim. He says, if this is what happened, look what it says in kuftadi. And in kuftadi, he's not choylik b'chlal. And the mechaber brings it down, kilo as if there's nobody that's choylik on this halacha. Yesh mishayimer. But not that there's anybody better than that we found that's choylik. And that's how the gedolei achronim and the preski is manenu go, like this halacha l'maiso, that if a woman has a hargosha of psichas pi hamekor, and she does a bedika, and she does not find dam, then she is tameo. There's a shaila whether or not if she does a bedika miyad, mamish, teich shir vest is asyoim, like the Gemara says, which means immediately. She was poised to do a bedika when she had the hargosha, and she immediately stuck in the bedika, the eid bedika. In that case, there's a machlekes between the crazy place and the chavas das, whether or not we're choishish that the dam got lost. Roiv achrenim go not like the chavas das who's machmir, and they say that even if you did not do a bedika right away, nevertheless, if you did a bedika right away and you found that nothing, you're tahar. We're not going to presume that it got lost. And even if you didn't do bedika, this is the second chilek, even if you didn't do bedika right away and you found the mara tahar, you're going to be tahar. Now, practically, it is almost impossible for a woman to do a bedika right away, touch her vest, unless she was mamish as she was about to do bedika, she had her gasha. That would be the only case, basically, but it's very rare for such a case. Lamaisa, that's how we go with regard to loy matzaklum, psichas pi makor and loy matzaklum. That's only if you didn't find anything. What happens if you find something? She does a bedika. There's always three options. She had argasha and she does a bedika. There's three possible options. Either she finds dam, or she doesn't find anything, or she finds a mara tahara. Now, if she finds a mara tahara, then the halacha is that we're toile the hargosha in the mara tahara. And we say that the reason why she had the hargosha was not to be maitzi dam, rather for the mara tahara. The only thing is, there's two shailas that Paiskim done with, and that is they say that with every mara tahara you really have two questions. First of all, any time that a woman does a bedika, she's always going to find some lechus, some sort of, it's always wet by some akim, there's always going to be something which comes out on the bedika. How much do you need, even if she wouldn't have had argasha? At any given time, basically, she's going to find some sort of lechus. Mamela, the Chassam Sefer is already married this to be something for Pesach Teshuvah. Mamela, the Pesach is Manenu, they nemon, they say, in a chanami, it has to be a little bit of, it has to be a little bit of thickness, it has to be almost like a mucus, something which you could be tailored the argasha in. However, the Shira Shevet Levi, he brings this down also. He says, as long as it's not vade, that it's just from the lechus of Oysa Mokim, then you're allowed to be tailored. It's already a little bit of thickness, that's already enough to be tailored. It doesn't have to be a tremendous amount. It's ready to be tailored that's considered a mara tahara. Unless it's borrowed to you, that is just the retivut, the wetness of Oysa Mokim. That's the first question that they done with. That's what they say. The second reason that they done is that until when can you be tailored a mara tahara? Let's say she didn't have the possibility to do bedika right away. Or she didn't do bedika right away. She was on the phone, and she had argasha. She gets off the phone 20 minutes later, she does the bedika, and she finds a mara tahara. Is that enough? Or do I say that, no, maybe dam came out sometime over the course of the last 20 minutes, and the fact that you have a mara tahara now, that's not going to be good enough. At what point is there a cutoff point? So, it's a nidun in the achrenim. The Tzemach Tzedek says she has up until 3 minutes. The Shevet Levi says you have a half an hour. The Aruch HaShulchan says you have 24 hours. And Levushi always says that none of these learners bar where anybody got any of the shiurim from. L'chur, it's not exactly clear where the cutoff point is. And in Halacha L'maaseh, we'll see in a minute what we should do if a woman didn't have the Yecheles to check. Does she have to check afterwards? If she checked afterwards and found something, we'll see Be'ezer Hashem. Now, this halach of the Trumas Adeshin was said with regard to psichas pi amakar. If a woman had a psichas pi amakar, and she had dam, and she checked and didn't find anything, she's tmeil. What's the halacha if she has one of the other agashas, either a nizdazei varel, or she has a zivas davarlach, and she does a bedik, and she doesn't find anything? Says the Chochmas Adam, with regard to nizdazei varel, we're able to be told that the nizdazei varel, she just got the chills, she got a tremor, and the meila probably came from something else, and if she didn't find anything, we do not have to say that she's tmeo. With regard to zivas davar lach, the Chassam Sofer says, Afilu yehivne leila baal Trumas Hadeshen, like we mentioned in the past. Even if we're going to give it to the Trumas Hadeshen, that Zivas Davar Lach is considered a Hargasha. However, in a case where she doesn't find anything, she's not going to be Tmeo. That means he speaks out. Even if you want to say that she has a Hargasha of Zivas Davar Lach and she finds Dam, and she's boiled after that, that it's Kardis. We're going to name one that is Tumah Daraisa. However, if she doesn't find anything, then she's not going to be Tmeo. The Shaila is, what does that mean? If we hold that Betzim it's Hargasha, so it's Hargasha. If it's not Hargasha, it's not Hargasha. What does that mean? So the Chor, the Pshat is, this is before really the Sam Sefer, others say it also, the Chochmas Sadim says this, that what's the reason why, we mentioned before, and that every time a woman does a Bedikah after Hargasha, there's three possibilities. Either she finds Dam, she doesn't find anything, or she finds a Mara Tahira. So if she finds Dam, I understand why she's Tamei. If she finds a Mara Tahira, I understand why she's Tar. If she doesn't find anything, why is she Tamei? If you could tell me that when she has a Mara Tahira, she's Tahira, so that means there's two possibilities of what came out, either Mara Tamei or Mara Tahira. So when she doesn't find anything, why should I say it's a Mara Tamei and not a Mara Tahira? So you could say that the word is that it's a Safik Daraisa. Safik Daraisa L'chumra. The Chavis Das says even more. The Chavis Das at the end of Simen Kuf Tzadi, he says that Roiv Domim that come be Hargasha, Apsichs B'Mekar, are Tmei. And the Mela, if we have to presume that something came out after she had a Psichs B'Mekar, then V'atam D'Rei Psichs B'Mekar Minashim L'Maris Tmei Atein. Teida D'at Tmei Avalei Matza Klal. You bring Zerayah from this halacha. I'll prove to you that Roiv Maris that come out of the, after Psichs B'Mekar are Tmei. Because how come by Tomei, how come by Leimata Klum, after Hargasha Psichus Tmei Makor, she's Tomei? It must be because we go about to Roiv, and Roiv Maris that come out of after Psichus Tmei Makor are Tomei. Memeila says the Chsam Sefer and the Chalch Masadam, that's only by Psichus Tmei Makor. But when we're talking about other Hargashas, it's not true that Roiv, what comes out after Hargasha of Zivas Davar Lach, is Tomei. Hagashas Zivas Davar Lach, it could be caused by many things. It could be caused by Maris Neris. It could be caused by Atal's Meraglaim. It could be caused by Nizazei Vareh. It could be because she was cold. There's so many other Sivas to say that it came from that it's not a Rav. Rav would say that she's Tahira. These feelings probably came not because of a Maris male, rather because of a Maris Tahira. So in a case where she has a Zivas Davar Lach and finds Dam, says the Chassam Sefer, then you can't say that it was a Maris Tahira. We know she found Dam. But in the case where she didn't find anything, then Roiv will be Kaveya, that she didn't, that the Mara which came out is not a Mara Tameo, rather it's a Mara Tahira, and therefore she's Tor. La'alach la'maisa, how do we paskin? So, it sounds from the Chochmas Adam actually, that only by a woman who's Mukhzuk to have Maris Tahiris, by a Zivas Davar Lach, she's allowed to be Mekel, that's what we saw in the Pesach Shuvah. But if she wouldn't be Mukhzuk to have Maris Tahiris, we'd have to be Machmir. Nevertheless, Allah Lamaisa, it seems that the Poiskim are Mekel, the Chochmas Adam with regard to Nizdazei Varel. If she does the Bedika, the Chochmas Adam was Mekel, Lamaisa, the Lebushiri says that's how we go Allah Lamaisa, that's how the Aruch HaShulchan goes Allah Lamaisa. Ibechlal says that the only real Hargasha is Psichus Tmei Makor, but he speaks out this Allah and he says, she has the Nizdazei Varel, and she does the Bedika and doesn't find anything, she'll be Tar. With regard to Zivas Davar Lach, Roiv Poiskim also, Paskin halacha that if she doesn't find anything, we're not going to be matamar. Since Zivas Davar Lach could be from so many things, Memela, even if she found the Mara Tameya, we're going to have to be choshish, but if she did not find the Mara Tameya, then even though she did not find the Mara Tahira, nevertheless, she's not going to be Tomei, she will be Tar. It's not like the Mesha which was on the Mar Mekemis, Oizches. Yud Chilik Dalit, if you're a Deya, Yud Zayin Oizches. He is Machmir, however, Rav, Poiski, Manenu, are the Archa Shochan, the Shevet Alevi, the Vusheris, Padre Shochan, they're all Mekos, Egineta, Zivas Davar Lach. The Bechlal, Zivas Davar Lach is a Shiloh whether or not it's Hargash in the first place, you just have to realize. When we get to the Salach of the Trumas Hadeshin, as we'll see in a second also, when we're talking about a Safik, there's so many Sveikas before we get to the actual Lamaisa. That any time that we have any tzad to be mekel, we're going to be mekel. Be'etzem, we don't even know the Trumas Hadeshen, if we pass like the Trumas Hadeshen. The Beit Yosef wasn't really choshish, the Darkei Moshe wasn't choshish, the Radvaz for sure goes not that way. Even if we're going to be machmer like the Trumas Hadeshen, maybe only said it by Psichus Tmei Makor, maybe Zivas Davar Lach is not considered Hargasha. Even if Zivas Davar Lach is considered Hargasha, maybe it's only when you feel it coming out of the Makor, like we saw in the Pesach Shuvah, there's such a tzad. And if you didn't feel it coming out of the makor, then it's not going to be a, it's not going to be considered a hargasha, even if you feel it leaving the body. Memela, there's so many tzvekas that we get to before we have to be choshesh lemaisa. Therefore, anytime we have any suffix, we're going to be mekor. In a case where she doesn't have, she did a bedika and she didn't find anything, then we're going to be mekor lemaisa to say that she's to her. Now, the Paiskim Dan, what's the story? Is a woman chayiv to do bedika after she finds the hargasha, or she could just look at her underwear? Can she look at her underwear and see if something came out? And bitoli, let's say she sees a mara to her on her underwear, that's enough. Or does she have to do dafka bedika? The Pasha says when you have hargasha, you lose your chatzkas taru. There's some reyesa here, and therefore you have to do bedika to be mevar. Now, do you have to do dafka bedika, or is it enough to look at the underwear? Now, l'chura, this shayla is tali in the shayla of the Pashtus. You could say this is the shayla of Reb Kiva Eger. And that is, and this is the shayla, the reason why it's Matan Reb Kiva Eger is because this long Pis V'shuv and Sivkat and Vav, Kmat, entire thing is revolving around this Chakir Reb Kiva Eger, though he didn't speak it out. And the Chakir Reb Kiva Eger is like this. When the Trumas Hadeshin says that if you find the Mara to her, you're Torah, and if you don't find the Mara to her, you're Tummy, is the Vart when you find the Mara Tahira because now you have a birur that she didn't find dam? Or is it, no, you don't need a birur that she didn't find dam. It's enough that you have a tliya, even if you don't have a birur. For example, what's a nafkamina? Do you need a birur, or is it enough to have a tliya? What's a nafkamina? If a woman has a hargasha, it's the middle of the night, so she does a bedika and she leaves it on the side. Next morning she comes and she sees that her 4-year-old kid took the bedika cloth and cut it in half. Half of it's here and half of it's not here. Where's the other half? Lo yada. Go try to find it from a 4-year-old where it is. No way. He doesn't know where it is. So you look at the one half that we have. Baruch Hashem, there's a Mara Tahir on it. Okay, I'm allowed to be tailored that was Mara Tahir. Is there a birur that she didn't see dam? There's no birur. Maybe on the other half, there's dam. You have a tliya without a birur. Now, this is Nagia to come of a common cases that the Pesach Teshuvah brings down instead of Katan Vav. Do you need a birur, or is it enough to have a tliya? Therefore, the same case, if a person finds something, she has a hargasha. She looks at her underwear, she finds something, or she does a kinuach, a superficial wipe, baisamakam, and she finds something. Now, she finds a maratera. Is that enough? She has a tliya. Or does she need a birur? Does she have to, it could be that there's still dam inside that didn't come out. Do you need to be mevara yedei bedika, or is it enough to have a tliya? The bepashta tzat l'chura, this shayla, la'alach l'maisa, seems that the place can go that you do not need a beer. As long as you have a tliya, that's enough. And therefore, this is the way Badei Shulchan goes, that even as long as she finds a tliya on the underwear, that's enough. That's what I heard from Yitzhak Berkowitz also, that as long as she has enough of a tliya, she found a mara to her on her underwear, then, or she does a kinuach, and she finds a mara to her, then that is enough of a tliya, even though she does not have a beer, she doesn't have to do a bedika. Now what happens in the case of a woman, she's going to Haifa, she just gets onto the bus in Yerushalayim, 4 minutes after they pull out, and she has hargasha. She's not getting off the bus for another 2 hours. What's she supposed to do? Does she have to do anything? Does she have to look after 2 hours? What's the halach in this case? Do I say that it's already too late, so even if you find the Mara Tahiro, you already passed it, or she's for sure Tamei, or no, she still has to be Mavar? And what happens if she finds dam now? Then I'm going to say that it came from the hargasha. That's what I'm going to say from them. L'chera, at what point do we cut it off? And let's say she forgot. She fell asleep on the bus from Haifa, and then she woke up and she was totally discombobulated. She only remembers the next morning. So now she has to do bedika. Where's the cutoff point? So it's not clear in the poskim where the cutoff point is. We mentioned the different shirim. The Sidrata already clears this. Where is the cutoff point? It's not exactly clear. The way I heard from Yitzhak Berkowitz is that after half an hour she would already not have to check. If she has, because then after that time, you're allowed to presume that any dam that she would find afterwards came afterwards, and therefore she would not have to check after half an hour. Especially if the hargasha that we're talking about is a zivas davar lach, that it's not even so clear that that's considered hargasha. The mokim that it's already afterwards, after the amount of time, we have another suffix over here. Whether or not baklal, it's in the this dam came. If she would find dam, if the dam came from beforehand, the chur one would not have to check. Now, what then? She would be tar even without it.
Before that, she's
what then? she has a chiyuv to check. That's if you could be mevari, you have a chiyuv to mevari. However, it's just like by Zivas Davarlach, if she doesn't find anything at the end, we're going to be telling the Shara Mikrim. So too over here, if she doesn't find anything, if she finds, if she didn't do her chiyuv. What? But there's nothing to do about it. There is still nothing to do about it. She didn't do her chiyuv, but she didn't have the yichilus to do her chiyuv. But the chiyuv does is not going to take her out. We're going to nema on more like the Chassam Sefer says that even if she finds dam after Zivas Davarlach, she's going to be tamei. But if she doesn't find anything, then the Zivas Davar Lach is not going to be mitzi her from her Cheskes Torah to say that she's tamei. So even though she has a chiyuv to be mevar, if she can't be mevar because it's already after the time that she can be mevar, then we're going to nem on that she's tahara. What's that? So by Psichus B'Makor, it's not clear that Sidra Torah really blives fair over there. At what point are we going to have a shayla? I'm handling Zivas Davar Lach because if any hargosha that we're having is a Zivas Davar Lach pashtas. Now, it's mevur in the Chochmas Adam that a woman who is muchsik to have maris taharis, that she doesn't, even if she does a bedika and doesn't find anything, then she's tahara. Because she's muchsik that she has maris taharis, so the fact that she had argasha doesn't mean for sure that she had, that dam came out. Now, the poiskim nemlon from this Chochmas Adam, that a woman could be machsik herself lechatchila. She could go ahead and be machsik herself that when she has a certain argasha, she does a bedika. If she doesn't find, if she finds maris taharis, then she's muchsuk that this hargasha brings maris taharis. And not only that, afterwards, when she has this, if she's machsuk herself three times, she does a bedika, even if it's not three times in a row, three times she does a bedika and she finds a maris tahara, then we already see that this hargasha does not, does lav dafka, does it bring dam, it brings also maris taharis. Then not only will we say, like the Chochmas Adam said, that if she has Dargosh and she does Bidika, doesn't find anything, she's going to be Torah, they go Viter, or try to Viter, and they say, you don't even have to do Bidika in the first place. Especially, Vifrat, you could say, but Zivas Davar Lach, where it's so mustery to have the Zivas Davar Lach, this Hargosha, for something else, then, for sure, if a woman was mastic herself, to see a, to mastic herself that this Hargosha brings other types of discharges, then she's allowed to be tailing that, and she doesn't have to be Choshish to check. Now, when could she be machzik herself? Ramosha in the next tshuva, I didn't put it on the Mar Mekemis. It's Chelek Dalid Yudzayin Ois Tes. It has a big chiddush. I think he's a shiti yichido in this. He says that a woman that wants to be machzik herself, she can't just be machzik herself once. She has to be machzik herself both by day and both by night. B'shas menucho, shalei b'shas menucho. During zayinikim, not zayinikim. At all possible times, she has to be masking herself. She has to do three times in each time to show. I don't know any other pesach that says that. All the other pesachim, some say that she has to be that zaynikim where she's becheskes tmeo, that she has to be masking herself. So Shevet Alevi comes on like that a little bit. It seems like he's more machmer. However, it seems that Rebbe pesachim go that they can be masking themselves at any time, as long as I can say that this hargosha, even when they're besolakas dumb. Not only that, some go so far to say they tell the Kala teachers whether or not Kala teachers should be teaching the Kala about Hargashas or not. That's a big point of contention. And we're not going to speak about that right here. But those that do teach Hargashas, some of them teach the Kala that they can be machzik themselves even before the Chasana. Now, the Kala Grada never had Hargashas for the last 7 years since she's, you know, got her period for the first time until she's 20 years old. She never had Hargashas. All of a sudden, she went to Hargashas. She had like 6 or 7 the last 15 minutes. But they once... I'm gonna get to that in a second because while we're laughing, it's not such a joke. And probably most people are nodding their heads silently inside their heads that they've had encountered this. I've certainly encountered it many, many times with many, many people. But they tell the Kalas that you could be masik yourself even before the chasana, that such a thing is not considered hargosha. That way you won't have to be scared that you're gonna feel a zivas davarlach in the yichud room and have to run out in your chasana. While you're laughing, it's not so funny. Kala told that to my wife. And she's scared that she's going to have a Zivas Davar Lach. But she got over it. But Lamaisa, the Chutshoni brings down from the Chazon Ish, like we said, that you could be masik yourself at any time, even when you're masik yourself and you made tarot, it works for the Zayin Nikim. And therefore, if she's masik herself, that three times, the feeling that she feels brings Maris to hers, she doesn't have to worry about this feeling at all. Now let's just clarify. She doesn't have to worry means she doesn't have to check. She doesn't have to check, and if she does check and does the bedikah and she doesn't find anything, she's going to be tahara. But if she has this feeling and she finds dam, then it's pashut that she's tummy. It just means that we don't have to be choshish that dam came out. But in a case where dam came out, then you can have all your chazakas that you want. Especially if you had dargash and you found dam, that she's going to be tmeah. What's that? It's not erke the chazaka because she's still muktzik. That this is lav dafka. Does it bring these things?
Three times in a row.
Three times.
Will it be
erke? No, not because once we already know that lav dafka does this hargasha bring it, she's already muktzik also in other things. The question is, if she's mamish rave the time that she sees it, then it's hard to know. Then it's mamish rave turns into mamish rave. But it's hard to believe that.
According to
Pashas,
by all types of chazakas, you
can
create whenever you want.
So
you
can
create
my
Sashmi,
she
could do Sayyid, she's
old,
she's
safe, she's not old. No, we're going to, no. Pashas not for a good reason. We'll see that when we get to that. Be'ez Hashem. It could be telling you whether or not you have to be Chayesh for Agashi B'Shas when she's Mesulek Yizdamim, like we saw there's a big machlekes here. Now, what happens when you have women that they have all types of Agashis? They have all types. What do you want me to be machzik myself? I feel 7 or 8 different types of things. Every one of the feelings that I feel, I'm supposed to be. Every time I have a feeling, so I have to be machzik myself. That maybe I'm. So she has to be machzik herself. She's like 27 different things that she's three times, however many. What's going on? What she's supposed to do? In such a case, only when she feels the feeling that she gets mamish b'shas her period. Some women don't feel anything. Now I would suggest maybe not. I'm not telling you to tell your wives. If your wife already learns these halachas, whether or not you should tell your wife these halachas de chatchila, we could speak about privately. But it depends very much on the person themselves also. It depends on what type of isha it is. Not, but if she learned them anyhow, before she gets her period, at a certain point, ask her, say, over the next 4 or 5 days, you're going to be sitting down. Tell me if there's any point that you could tell me 100% that you felt a ziva inside of Eis HaMakom, something coming out. Not that you felt wet on the outside, that you felt something moving inside of your body. And dam came out. If you could feel that, then first of all, we know that she has a zivas davarlach. That's already, she has the gosh zivas davarlach for all those women that say they don't have. It's just because they're not thinking about it. But now that I have the chance to think about it, we'll think about it. If she gets that feeling is the one that she has to be mastic herself. All the other things that may be suffic, we don't have to worry about. Anything which is a suffic and not a vadai of our gosh zivas davarlach, don't worry about it b'chlal. That's already nichlal in what the Pista Tshuva says, that if you have argasha, that the whole din of the Tshuva Sadashin Kenzan is only misafik, it's not a vadai. And certainly we mitzaref, since we have, like we said already before, and that the whole din of the Tshuva Sadashin is already a chumrah, because it's not so pasha that it's ungunu mun halacha, and that it should have passed by ziva davar lach, and that by every ziva davar lach, it's already watered down, we have so many sveikas till we get to it. But Mela, any time that a woman is a suffik, if she had argasha, ziva davar lach, are you 100% sure? No, I don't know. I think so, I'm not sure. Think so, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. If she says I'm 100% sure, then she should worry about it. Then she has to be mevar, and that's where she should be masik herself, by that feeling. Now, I just want to tell you, anytime that you're going to put a woman against the wall and say, are you 100% sure? 100% sure? You take a sefer Torah and you take a shvuah, of course they're going to back off, right? You twist their arm hard enough, no, I'm not 100% sure. But, in a case where basically they feel that they're 100% sure, this is the feeling, I for sure felt the feeling that I got, that's where you have to be chayshish. Any other case that she's not 100% sure, then you don't have to worry about it. She doesn't have to do anything. She shouldn't do anything. Not she should. If she has a vadai, then she should check her underwear to see if anything came out. If she doesn't find anything, she should do a kinuach, a superficial kinuach. And if she still doesn't find anything, then she would have to do bedika. If she doesn't find anything after Zivas Davarlach, she'll be Tahr. If she finds it Dam, she will be Tami. What's the halacha with somebody who's Misulekes Damim? That we saw a machlekes, someone who's a Muberes, and she has one of these Argashas. Then we saw a machlekes between the Teres Hashlamim, the Jeterach of Chasadam, the Rebekel, Rekiv Eger seemed to say that we still have to be Machmer. I thought we'd get maybe into the time of why he said Tzarechin the Dimyan. However, time does not allow it right now. And therefore, lamaisa lehalacha, maybe it's machlokes apoyskim lecher with regard to zivas davarlach, which I would presume is the hargasha that most women feel with regard to zivas davarlach. If she's misulekes damim, we nemon like the mekilim that she does not have to worry about the hargasha. Certainly, when she's misulekes, we're able to be told that the zivas davarlach came from roiv mikrim, which is not dam. Now, sometimes a woman feels before b'mikayim mitzvos eino. sometimes very close to that time, she'll feel hargasha zivas davalach. Just to be mitzayin what the Chutshani of Nissen Kavelis writes about it, hinei derech ha'isha b'shevis eris l'tashmish misra b'halich b'beis ha'malkim. Umach mazeh yish lefa'omim pleites ve'ein tzorach lochosh klal b'zeh. V'shem hargasha zivas davalach v'af l'choch masadim ve'ein yitzricho b'diko kim yishav davar yodua shem pleites t'heris. This is based on the story that we're saying until now, that a woman that we know has pleites t'heris is allowed to be tailed in that. Says the Chutshani, before tashmish, a woman is going to have, it's very common, and therefore that's where we're able to nem on, that if she has a zivas davalach, that's what it is, she doesn't have to jump out of bed to do b'diko, she's allowed to be toilet in that. If it's a p'tzich demakor, and it's a zev harel, that's something which is already not the same type of hargosha of the service of tashmish, and then maybe yes, but once again, those are not common hargosha. The two other nekudas that are mentioned here in Sif Aleph are, what's the story with Ksamim on a beged of a ish? The Oilam was busy with this. The Pesach in Sif Katan Beis brings down that the Panimir says that you do not have to be choshish for Ksamim on the beged of an ish. Says the Pesach, I don't know what's going on, it's Mefurish with Yisef, so that you have to be choshish. Now, Kama Vakama Poitzkim bring down the Talacha of the Panimir, that you don't have to be choshish. And L'chor it's Tamua. Why should you not have to be choshish? Why is it any different than Mashtisa? It's not a din that Ksamim or Dafka on the Beged of Isha or Beged Isha or on her body. Even if she finds it on the Mashtisa, she finds it on the ground, Vodka Karkoilam, we find that there's Ksamim. Why should also be Xeris Akasiv that men's Begadim are different? So the truth is, the Sidra Tara seems to say that since it's a man's Beged, so who knows where the man went? And therefore you're always allowed to be Tayla. That's why it's different than L'chor and Mashtisa. He doesn't speak this out, but it's different than Mashtisa and Karkoilam. The Karkoilam doesn't move anywhere, the man moves somewhere. The only question is, it's a good svar to be mechalik, but what do you still do with the tesefta? The tesefta is mefurish, that the beged of bino sheyoshen etzla, there are ksamim. So if you look at the Chutshani of Nisgirel, he says, if you look at the tshuva of the Panim Iris, the Panim Iris is talking about something that, I actually got this question once. Somebody came to me, he says that he found, after Tashmish, he found on his undershirt a kefim. And he wants to know, does he have to be choshish, that maybe the dam came off of his aver and got onto the undershirt. Says the Panim Iris, to be choishish that the dam came from her and got onto him and from him onto his beged, that's machzakin and tumah mimakom lemakim. That we don't do. That we're not choishish. That was the ksamim that the Panim Iris said that we're not choishish bebeged of a ish. To say that when it was never bechlal in the radar of the woman, he put it on. He went to his bed afterwards and he put it on his undershirt. There's no tzad bechlal that was connected to isha. Just like as if the undershirt would be on the shelf inside of the closet. There's no tzad to be metam and isha. So too, over here, that's not. There's no tzad to be metam and isha as the ketzem. The question is, maybe we should say that the dam came from her to him and from him to his beged. If we don't find anything on him, then we're not going to be metam and the beged. However, v'pashtis, in a case where, if he was yoshen etzla, koloshen of the tzisefta, some people say that tzisefta, it's mishabeshti, but if you, the l'chur of v'pashtis, in a case where she, let's say she sits down on top of his pajamas, right? It was the chair was hard, so she wanted to soften it. So she put down his pajamas. She got up afterwards and she found the kesem. We're not going to be matamit. Is there tzad in the velt? We're not going to be matamit. How could he say that? So in a case where he's wearing his pajamas and he's yoshan etzlo and it's shaykh for the dam to come from her to him, the pashas is in such a case. That's how we go in a chanami like the sefto. We'd be choishes for examen. However, in a case where there's no reason to be choishish that it came from him, in a chanami you wouldn't be choishish, and prefer to say, mafsik tumim makom lemakim. Now, eight shein of badik is also a nidun that I think we're going to leave for later on, because Bezer Hashem will get back to it later on. We're not going to finish, but I think we should go one more sif. We'll try to see it quickly. Sif hey. Is the shear of grist. If we don't do this, then we're going to back up. Hoda bin shear being kesem and nimsa chaluka being kesem and nimsa basara. Yishem shloimer lekesem nimsa chaluka. Sorry. Legazu sifay. Legazu lekesem kenyesh boi ki grist vaoid. Vashir agristu ki tes adoshim vashir adoshim ki dalat sairis. Shulamir vav sairis kumashin kuhus begufa shaladom. I saw many people were checking out on their hands. Really depends, but the standard person's amount of hair, it comes out somewhere around there. And up until that shir, anutena lemer dam kinahu afal pishli harga kino. Afal kshiyesh by kazashir, ain't tena mekina ben meru ben baruch, and nizam laki gusay sevadam izashir, masharing ba. If you find a bigger gris, then in a chanam you're allowed to be mashar with that. How big is the gris lemaiso? So the Urayim says that we can't go with the gris of bismaninu because we don't have bugs that put out that amount of dam, and therefore it's not a bal nefesh yachmir. Lechem simul goes that way, bal nefesh yachmir. The Mil Tzedakah says not the way. He says that a kesem, even bismaninu, it's not shaykh that dam could come from him. However, legozu on a kesem that's less than a gris, and he has a very long arichus to be masbir how long, how big a gris is. The Chassam Sofer was maskim to him after his arichus, after the Chassam Sofer's arichus, that the shir is like the Mil Tzedakah, and basically all the places in Neman like that halacha, the shir is about between 18 and 20 millimeters diameter, a circle which is in the diameter of 18 to 20 millimeters. Now, that Ramosha says similar to that. He says in America it's like a penny, which is about 19 millimeters. Generally here in Eretz Yisrael, the way that they use them, the way that they measure is either with the asimon, which was what they used for the phones way back, before they had cell phones, and or they used 5 agarot, which are the exact same size, just over 18 millimeters. Now, the problem is that we don't have asimons, and we don't have 5 agarot coins. So another way to do it is to use a one shekel is slightly smaller, so certainly if the one shekel covers it up, then for sure you're good. Now the truth is that the Chutshani writes that it is well known that the Mil Tzedakah, when he printed his Sefer, in the second time that it was reprinted, the Sefer was printed in a smaller format than the first printing. And the Mela, everything got smaller, the words and including the size of the grist. The Mela, the real size of the grist is 20 millimeters, which 20 millimeters is about the size of a 2 shekel coin, which we have nowadays, or a nickel is just over that, is just about that also in America. Basically, most people go somewhere between 18 and 20, L'chero. Certainly one could be Mako, Makom Atzer, up until 20. More than 20 is already no half dollars or half shekels. What's with a black kesem which is less than a gris? So we saw Ruki Veger brings down from the Ravid that a black kesem, since you can't be tailored in a Macherlis, because Macherlis does not put out black blood, Memela, it's going to be tummy. However, the Sejutara brings down the Mil Tzedakah that no, that even if it's black, it's not a problem. Now, even though Lamais, the Sidra Tara, that's the way that he goes, Sidra Tara does not go that way. He goes like the Ravid. However, and many Paiskis, my name, who go like that Lamaisa. However, they all point out that most Ksamim that are black are not from the body. There's some foreign object, and therefore, generally, they're not going to be tummy. And a lot of them, you can see that they're Bechal, you can tell that they're red, and therefore, they're not going to be problematic. There are those that are Mekel and Gansen. Befrat that, even though the Sidra Torah says, how could you say no one passes that way? We have a Ravid. None of the other Rishonim bring it down. The Torah doesn't bring it down. The Shulchan Aruch is brown. And none of the regular Nisei Kelim, whatever the Shach, the Taz, they don't bring it down either. And Memela, there are definitely Paiskim that, and that's what I heard from Rav Berkowitz, says that even though the Paiskim bring it down, the Maisa, practically they're not Machmer. Could be also because B'Metzias, most of the Ksamim are not, that are black, are not real ksamim. Especially if you look at the standard toilet paper of Yeshiva Smir, then you'll find plenty of black ksamim on it. You'll find red ksamim also. But you'll find black ksamim are even bigger. Not to worry about it. What happens if you have dam which is very thick? So we know that you have a grist, but if it's very thick, then if it would spread out, it would be more than a grist. So we saw the Sidra Torah clears the shaila. La halacha lemaisa, how do we go? It seems the Sidra Torah is be'etzim mitzadeh lahokel, but he says if it's very thick, then you have to ask the Meru. See how she paskin. Be'etzim, the Aruch HaShulchan goes, he says that it doesn't make a difference, machnesh leis, how thick it is, and even if it's thick, it's a. Be'etzim, you can clear the same thing in a thick baguette. There's thin begadim and thick begadim. Thick baguette is also, it absorbs much more. And once we paskin grits, we go baster what we find, and therefore, we're not going to be metameh. Even if it is thick. If it's mamish, looks like she got a vest, and it's just like a gush, then in such a case, Pashas, we would have an issue. However, if it's just taller, a little bit taller, thicker, then we're not going to be metame. Now, the Mechaber says that if you have a bigger grist, then you could go with the bigger grist. The Shaila is bizmanenu. How come we don't do that? Just go to the store, go to the shuk, and look for the biggest gris. Tell the guy, give me the biggest gris. Bigger than Asimon for sure. How come we don't do this? We should have even more. So it could be that we're not picking what's considered a gris and what's considered a torment. We saw in the Pesach Shuvah, the Ha'ilam asked, why is the Pesach Shuvah busy with telling us all the shiurim, this type of bean and that type of bean, just find the biggest bean and whatever the biggest bean is. Don't tell me what type of bean it is. Maybe because certain ones are considered grisin and certain ones are considered tormisin. And you have to know what's what. Right? If there's always the ability to be teila ad ketormis, so if you have a tormis, that's the biggest bean. Elamai tormis is not the same thing as a gris. There's certain things that are gris and certain things that are tormisin. And you have to know what's considered a gris. Maybe all the places we're telling you what a gris is, could be that that's, and the bigger ones that we have are tormisin, possibly. Kimdumani, I wanted to call him, I did not get a chance to call him beforehand. A young man told me many a year ago that his father went into Rabbi Yashiv with a big bean. And he told Rabbi Yashiv, he says, look what I found. I have a big bean, you should be able to be mekel. And Rabbi Yashiv told him, Ali Rishenu Manu Mitzdarin, that which we're mekel even to the gris bizmanenu, Lamaisa is a big chiddush because Lamaisa women don't have hargashas. So even though Allah halacha, he was mekel, the pashtas up until the gris. But since there's also another svara that's mentioned in the poskim that it's not the derech of an ish of the seer re'iyah, which is less than a gris. And Memela, we're able to be told that she didn't have Argosho. There's all types of svaras. But now you want to go ahead and make it much bigger than a gris and say also, that's already too vite, we're not going to go that vite. Now you could say also that another answer, even if we don't go like this, Rabbi Yashiv, L'chor Pashat HaChilik is that even though we say that we don't have bugs, Bizmanenu, that put out the amount of a gris, the Machilis that puts out the amount of a gris that we have, the amount of Asimon, but that's the shir, like the Chassam Sofer says, that's the shir that Chazal gave. Mainly we take the shir of Chazal. This yisurid of the Rishonim is not ongenumin, it's not from Chazal. The Medayik that the Rambam says not the way. The Rambam says, gris akilki, you need dafka, a certain type of gris. It's a kula that we find in the Rishonim. To neman a kula that we find in the Rishonim, which is not ongenumin like all the Rishonim, when b'mitzias we don't have anything which is matim to that size, and b'etzim the only reason we saw the Bach, some saw the Bach. That the only reason you're allowed to be tailored if you have a bigger tormis or bigger grits is because you're allowed to say that you have a bigger bug also. That for some reason, Chazanu, Kachkov, whatever, Shainamnu, that they work hand in hand. If you have a bigger bug, you have a bigger tormis. If you have a bigger tormis, you have a bigger bug. But Bizmanenu, that we don't have these bugs, and even though you have some big jukim, they don't put out red blood. And Mimela, we don't have that Matthias, so even if we're going to take the grits of Chazal, something which is only the Makor and the Rishainim, in Hanami, we're not going to be that Mikol. One last thing, and that is what happens if a woman has a Kesem, which is Pachas Micha Gris, or she has something which is not 100% the colors, they bring it to Rav, and the Rav says it's not a problem. Does she have to do a Bedikah afterwards, or not? So, there are numerous Paiskin that bring down that they should. Now, this is not Me'ikar Adin. It doesn't say this anywhere in Halacha, Dehainu, in the Rishainim, in the Torah Shulchan Aruch, that a person has to do a bedika after Mitzias Kesem. Nevertheless, they say, in the case where it's clear that it's Dam, so then there's some Reyesa here, then a person should do a bedika. Some people say in Zayinikim, Kimdumani, many Paiskim say not to. Kimdumani, I think the Minhag Olam of brave people is that they do not do a bedika afterwards. It's certainly not a chiv, even according to those that say that one should, it's not a chiv. And Bizmanenu, that we are Metame, Noshim, even for colors which are not 100% Meikar Hadin, and Bechla women are so sensitive, we try to be mamayit if it's not achiv, and therefore I think it's ungenumen. I shouldn't say it's ungenumen. Many places can go that you do not have to do bedika. That does not mean that a woman doesn't have to be careful afterwards to see if anything is going on. If she sees a kesem on bigdei tzivayim, which is more than a gris, or on lavan, which is less than a gris, and it's clearly dam, and it's day 27 after her last period, then Kinnir, something is going on, she should definitely be careful. Even if you want to say she's not tummy, certainly she has to take precautions.